Okay, then we have two types of susceptibility to infections. One is the physiological susceptibility to infections, which is age dependent, and the other is the pathological susceptibility to infections. So physiological susceptibility to infections can occur normally and it is age dependent. So it is more common in the children 0 to 4 years of age, and after 4 years of age the susceptibility or the number of the infections occurring per year decreases with age. Here we have seen that it is most commonly seen in children age 0 to 4 years, and then in the age group 5 to 19 years there occur 3 infections per year normally, and in the adults 20 to 39 years there is approximately 2 infections per year occurring normally, and after 40 years 1.5 infections takes place annually. And this is the normal occurrence or the normal frequency of infections occurring in these age groups. In the adults, we have seen that after 20 years, only 2 to 1 infection is occurring per year. But the primary immunodeficiency can occur in adults as well. The most common type of the primary immunodeficiency which occurs in adults is a common variable immunodeficiency, which we are going to discuss later. So how we describe that the patient is suffering from a pathological susceptibility to infection, it has certain aspects or warning signs. If more than 3 infections is occurring per year which require treatment with the antibiotics, each infection lasting for more than 4 weeks. Besides this, if the infection which is occurring is a common pathogen which is occurring again and again, and there is a recurrent episodes of infection with the common pathogens, or if there is a history of unusual pathogens causing the infection such as pneumocystis, the duration of the infection is long, as I told that it is more than 4 weeks, and there is unusual localization of the infection as well, such as deep-seated abscess formation, organ abscess formation. These infections are increase in severity. Then we can consider that this patient is suffering from pathological susceptibility to infections, or a patient is having primary immunodeficiency. Besides this, there are certain other features as well which can we can remember with the acronym of Garfield, which stands for granuloma, autoimmune disease, recurrent fever, and chronic inflammation, unusual eczemas, and these eczemas are also increased in severity than the normal. Lymphoproliferation and also lymphoreticular malignancies such as lymphomas, and the D stands for chronic inflammatory bowel disease. So these are the other clinical manifestations of the pathological susceptibility to infections.